Town Talk Media Productions presents this edition of the Town Talk Show, where you will get information and insight of what's happening around our area, including our cities, counties, schools, civic events, people of interest, and much, much more. We are the voice for West Texas. And now here's Town Talk. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Town Talk Show. This is Eric Horton for today's show, and I'm sitting with the valedictorian and salutatorian of the Greater Wellman Union School District. That was funny, guys. Come on. Okay. There we go. A little bit of laugh there. First and foremost, on behalf of Town Talk and Adventure Marketing, congratulations to you, young men. We have Hunter Neal as valedictorian and Connor Fott as salutatorian. And, of course, you're not no stranger to here, are you?
No, sir.
No, sir. Okay. So something before we get started about salutatorian and valedictorian, something else y'all both accomplished just recently. Was it Thursday or Friday?
Friday.
And tell me what y'all did.
Well, we graduated from South Plains College with our associate's degree.
There you go. Awesome. And were they just general studies degrees, or was there a certain kind of content?
They were just general studies degrees.
Okay.
Worked since sophomore year, started our college classes then, and never looked back.
There you go. That's always nice. It can be done.
Can be done.
It yes, can sir. Be done. So, and a lot of people don't understand that. You know, there are certain collegiate schools. Roscoe Collegiate ISD, they're one of those that have implemented that everybody try to get.
Well, and that's the best part about Wellman. I mean, we go and we do our college classes, and so long as you keep the grades they require, they'll pay for your college classes.
Yeah.
And we don't pay a dime. So
yeah,
Wellman was really good in helping
Very
us
grateful.
Out with that. And
yeah.
Awesome school. So.
I'm sure. You're going to be going – well, you know what? We'll just stop right there. We're going to focus on each individual ride fast. So salutatorian, Connor – barely got beat out. Is that right?
Hunter has good grades compared to mine. I'd say he earned it. He earned it for sure.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I'm sure. You know, y'all seem to be, I guess, pretty good friends, and that's something that, you know, I'm just glad to see that there's still a competitive edge. Even if you can still be friends. And so, salutatorian, of course, is the second rank in the class, and you. I know you well enough, or I think I know you well enough. You were supposed to go to Baylor, is that right?
Yes, sir.
And things have changed, which
yes,
is
sir.
Fine. Tell us a little bit about the change and where you're going to be heading to now.
Well, like you said, I was supposed to be headed to Baylor, and I had an ROTC scholarship through the Air Force for Baylor, and that was my intention to go and do that and then serve in the Air Force afterwards. However, I have asthma, and so I have to go through a Department of Defense clearing process to make sure that I'm medically capable of serving, and since I have asthma, they disqualified me. So that took away quite a bit of scholarships, and anybody who knows anything about Baylor knows that you need quite a bit of scholarships to go. that certainly hurt that, and so not so coincidentally, I don't think, the same day that I found out I didn't get medically cleared for that, I was also able to hear back from the Honors Academy at Howard Payne University in Brownwood that they offered me quite a bit of money to go to Brownwood and be in the Honors Academy there, and really just an awesome opportunity that I knew that was the door that got it open for me
there
and that was something that I was excited to hear about. Even though Baylor was sort of a disappointment, I knew that was obviously the way I was supposed to go, and I've been praying for that for
so
a while,
you had so. So you had, I guess that was a backup plan then?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
And that's always good, because I know that, you know, I would feel pretty distraught after something like that. So
yes, sir.
I know that is kind of a, you know, you have your high hopes of doing this and that, and all of a sudden it's whisked away because of something you can't control.
Right.
And so I guess were the people at Baylor, the ROTC people, were they kind to you, or was it just kind of like, sorry, man, life's tough?
Oh, I mean, they were very helpful in the process and were helping me get my waiver stuff figured out. It was just the national department command that had to deny me, and so I submitted all my stuff to them. I was like, you know, sorry, can't come, but thanks for the help. And but it was a good experience, and I learned a lot. Got to go when I was still looking at going to Baylor. Got to go tour their law school and do some of that stuff. And so I still learned a lot about what I want to do and kind of figured out who I am through that process anyway. So regardless of how it ended up, I definitely learned some stuff and took something out of it. So
there you go. So on to Brownwood, to Howard Payne University.
Sir.
I actually know where that's at. So what is your plans?
Well, in the academy, the Guy D. Newman Honors Academy, I plan to double major in both public policy and political science with a pre-law emphasis. Okay. And because of our recent graduation from South Plains, I should be able to get done in 2 to 3 years.
Okay.
And then afterwards, I plan to attend law school. Howard Payne has a really good record with getting kids into law school after the Honors Academy and has some good connections there. Don't really know where, but I know that okay. That's what I want to do afterwards.
What if there's a law school, which law school would you want to go to?
Looking at something like constitutional law, UT, or any Ivy would be my dream. Obviously, yeah. I don't know how realistic that is, but that's my goal, is to at least get accepted into an Ivy League law school. And it's happened through Howard Payne before, but we'll see. I think any public college in Texas has pretty good law schools. Yeah. Tech has a decent law school, and so does UT and A&M.
Yeah.
And then obviously Baylor and some of those schools have awesome law schools too.
Absolutely.
So there's really nowhere I can go wrong.
Well, sky's the limit, really. I mean, you're young enough. Absolutely. That it's, you know, to the point where, I mean, you are graduated with an associate's degree. Your GPA is pretty good as far as college is concerned. It's a 3.96?
Yes, sir.
That's pretty good. So I don't want to tell you my GPA. So, but you know, C's earn degrees anyway. Yes, but constitutional law,
yes,
is what you're interested in, and that's pretty interesting because a lot of people all of a sudden they think an attorney is all about criminality,
chasing.
Yeah, ambulance chasing and defense attorneys and things like that. You're there to defend the Constitution. Is that right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's the most interesting field to me. There.
And what would you, you know, obviously you're young right now, so God always has a plan and,
right.
And you know, decides a lot of things for us in those certain aspects. You know, what would be your dream job as far as constitutional law is considered?
I certainly think that my dream job, and note it is a dream job, Supreme Court Justice is, to me, the coolest job that a person could ever hold.
Yeah.
And I know that's the chances that are extremely unlikely, but you never know.
Never know,
but that's probably my dream job. Realistically, I'd like to work as or for a politician at some point, an aide to a president or in a cabinet position someday. But that's the way I'm headed.
Right.
Yeah. Being a Supreme Court justice would be pretty cool.
Policy changer?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. Not lobbyist.
Law interpreter, not policy changer.
Yeah,
law interpreter.
Okay, there you go. Of course, you know, Marissa, my daughter, she has that same.
Right.
Hers is going to be,
yes, sir.
Poli sci and then ag comm. And I'm like, okay, whatever. Go out and make some money. You're my retirement plan. Anyway, just kidding. But we're going to take a break here in a minute. We'll go to Hunter. But you went to school at Wellman Union all your life. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Kindergarten to graduation. Yeah. Mm-hmm. A couple things. What are you going to miss? And what advice do you have?
Oh, there's a lot of things that I'll miss. And I think first and foremost, I'll miss the teachers especially. I think Wellman has a great staff, great leadership, and I mean, my Miss Becker, our counselor, our school counselor, FBLA advisor, she does everything, NHS advisor.
Right.
She was also like my fifth grade math teacher. I mean, so I've had some of the same teachers my entire life and really people that have played such an integral part in who I am. And so I'll definitely miss the teachers. And then, you know, you have your friends that you make in high school. And so I'll miss a lot of those kids, and Hunter is one of them. And so definitely try to keep in touch with them. And but I think especially the staff at Wellman is just so great. I'm definitely going to miss that, the small community atmosphere of it.
Right.
Really, really fostered at Wellman. Advice, I would say work your hardest from freshman year, I mean, even in junior high, and get that mindset that your grade at every turn matters, and also to get involved in everything you can. I mean, I was participated in FFA, FBLA, NHS, At times, student council, debate, and I think that all of those experiences were equally as important in developing who I am as any one of them. And so getting involved in as many things as you can is so important because you get such a broad range of skills and both those hard and soft skills that you're going to need someday. So get involved. I mean, that's the most important thing, I think.
You already sound like you're going to work for the president. Whoever he or she is.
Thank you.
I have a comment I want to make, but I'll just leave it out. You know, I don't want to get political here. So now before we go, I consider myself, and this is not a party, but I consider myself a pro-life constitutionalist.
Okay.
What do you consider yourself?
I would say if I'm going to identify as anything, I would say I am a conservative libertarian. Mm-hmm. I definitely lean to the right on the libertarian scale, but closely associated with that more so than anything
Absolutely.
Else.
Absolutely. Okay. And we'll get your thoughts here in a minute, too.
Oh, no.
If you're into that. I'm not sure you are or not. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll be talking to the valedictorian of Wellman Union ISD, Hunter Neal. And so with that, we'll be right back.
Clinic Pharmacy, we're not just your local pharmacy, we're your neighbors. The staff at Clinic Pharmacy is dedicated to helping take care of you and your family. Whether you need a prescription filled, your cholesterol checked, or just have a question, we're here to help you in any way we can. That's just what neighbors do. We're right around the corner, so come by and see us at Clinic Pharmacy, 901 Tahoka Road here in Brownfield, or give us a call at 637-7049.
At Ratliff Funeral Home, pre-planning services will bring peace of mind, and it relieves your family from future financial obligations. You make decisions with a clear mind. Pre-planning is a thoughtful gift. The family needs to reflect on the memories without making decisions at an emotional time. Pre-arranging is a smart financial decision. Ratliff Funeral Home in Seminole, Denver City, Seagraves, and Brownfield. We're here for you.
Carter & Company is our West Texas farmers' first call for exceptional service for all your irrigation needs. Carter & Company sells genuine Zimmatic pivots and parts. They are an authentic Lindsay dealer, plus carry Synerger products. When you need your pivot serviced, Ronnie Raines, Brent Persilver, and Danny Reed are proud to serve the American farmer. Carter & Company also carries Green Mountain Grills, Louisiana Grills, plus all the sauces, rubs, pellets, and accessories for all your grilling fun. Call Carter & Company 806-637-2053 or drop by at 611 Seagraves Road in Brownfield.
At Adventure Marketing, we are a full-service advertising and public relations company. Adventure Marketing can help you develop and implement a marketing plan custom-tailored for the needs of your company. Let our team be there every step of the way to grow your business, from advertising, public relations, and promotional products to event planning, print, and web design. Adventure Marketing, fresh ideas in advertising.
All right, we're back here on the Town Talk Show today, speaking with the valedictorian and salutatorian of Wellman Union ISD, and that would be valedictorian Hunter Neal, salutatorian Connor Fott. We just spoke with Connor, and don't know yet, Hunter, but I seem to think that he talks a little bit more than you. Is that right?
You're right. Definitely right. Yes, sir.
So, Hunter, you are considered the valedictorian, and here in a couple of weeks you'll graduate. Actually, it'll be next Friday. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. So, are you excited about graduating?
I'm very excited. I'm looking forward to it. But 13 years, and it's finally coming to an end. So.
Isn't that? It's kind of bittersweet when it happens like that. Of course, now, if I'm correct, you are a second or third generation Wellman graduate.
I believe I'm second generation.
Second generation, okay. That's sure. Really cool. My wife is a third generation, and Michaela will end up being a fourth generation. So that's kind of cool how that worked out. And everything like that, but Wellman Union is, you know, it's a good school. It's it's always been one of those schools that a lot of people in our area, you know, are fond of. Mm-hmm. Those kinds of things. So we're not talking about the school, we're talking about you. So valedictorian, what is your next step?
My next step is I'm going to start at Texas Tech in the fall, and I'm going to be majoring in mechanical engineering.
One of those. So, all right, mechanical engineering, which, now, listen, I don't know anything about engineering. There's a reason why God did not. It's kind of like the coach thing, you know.
Oh, yeah?
You know, I don't coach my kids from the sidelines. I let the coach do that. I now yell at the referees. You're supposed to laugh. But I don't coach the kids, because if God wanted me to be a coach, I'd be a coach. Same thing with any kind of an engineer. If God wanted me to be an engineer, he'd made me, you know, wise and smart enough to understand all that. So mechanical engineer involves what?
Well, it involves a lot of math and science, a lot of statics, thermodynamics, fluids, and overall it's just about applying math and science to real life and creating something that can help other people. That's mainly what I'm trying to do.
So are you going to follow in your father's footsteps as far as farming, or are you just trying to get away from that totally?
I'm not trying to get away from it. I would like to farm part-time. I mean, that's what I grew up on, and I love doing it, so I definitely would like to keep that a part of me.
That's good. That's really good. I mean, because that's part of heritage, isn't it?
It is.
It's in your blood, right?
I believe my dad's a third-generation farmer, so that would make me fourth generation.
So. That would be really good. So is he? Is your parents excited about Texas Tech, or was there any other options, or was that just, that's where I'm going?
That's where I'm going. That's the only place I applied to. I guess my parents are all right with it, but overall it's good.
Yeah, because, you know, there's that school on the eastern side of the state that, you know, it says Texas Agricultural Mechanics. I didn't know if that was.
Oh, no.
No.
I never wanted to be an Aggie, so.
Yeah, I know. My house is divided now, so
yeah, yeah.
I have a house that's divided, unfortunately. So, but, yep. So... Where, what was your favorite time in high school?
My favorite time in high school would have to be probably my sophomore year. That was the best time.
No. So. Just for...
Well, that's when we got our new ag teacher and we started getting, like, really involved in FFA.
Yeah.
And so we got to go on trips, we got to meet a lot of people, and it was overall a great experience.
And then he leaves.
Yeah. Yeah,
that happens sometimes.
You can't blame him, though.
That's the way it is. Yeah, it is harder to pull information out of you than it is Connor. So funny like that. So yeah, you'll make a great engineer, by the way.
Okay, thank you.
So, but so Texas Tech, and are you going to live in the dorms?
I am.
That's good. I encourage anybody. Dorm life is fun, at least that first year. You know, that I think that is something that, you know, helps people to begin to know other people, and it brings a sense of community to where you're at, mm-hmm. and that kind of thing. This is going to sound silly, but Engineer Row, or the road there, mm-hmm. that's my favorite part of Texas Tech.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know
Mine
what
too.
It is about that place, but, you know, you make that little long
yep.
little circle, oval, or whatever, and of course, you know, it's part of the oldest part of the school.
Yep.
And so, engineering degree... is there a particular company? Do you want to become your own business? I mean,
well,
what is it that you're going to try to do with all that?
Well, with engineering, they work in many different industries. So I would like to try to get into the agriculture industry or the healthcare, or maybe defense or automotive. Those wouldn't be too bad, but I wouldn't mind having my own company, and I also wouldn't mind working for other people to an extent.
Yeah.
So I'm open to anything, basically.
Oh, man, you're just a free bird right now, isn't he? Wow, that's really cool. I love that. So, you grew up there all your life.
Yes, sir.
Like he did. Now, did y'all start kindergarten together?
We did.
Aw.
Sure did.
Man,
yep.
This is just so cool. Anyway, so what are you going to miss about Wellman? And what advice do you have for those that are coming up?
Let's see. Like Connor already said, I'm going to miss faculty. I'm going to miss the administrators. They're all super friendly and nice. I'm going to miss all the friends I got. They've been great, and advice, I would have to say, work your hardest, mm-hmm. especially going into high school. That's the most important, because every step you take matters,
yeah.
every grade you make matters, and just one mishap could mess you all up, so always yeah. work your hardest.
You know, you're so quick. I was kind of hoping to draw this out, but that's okay. I can fill in the spaces here. But I just want to say this, not because you are in front of me, and I don't know y'all quite as well as your classmates know y'all. However, from visiting with y'all a few times, you know, the last, I guess the last school year, really, y'all have got to be some of the most humble young men that I've ever met, some of the most driven young men, without expecting, you know, applause or a standing ovation. And so, you know, I feel as though that y'all are young men that are going to make, I call them world changers, is what I call them. And so, you know, I trust that there's going to be a time in your life that you're going to make a difference for whatever, you know, wherever your atmosphere is at the time, whether it be politics, whether it be farming, you know, whatever it may be. And so I want to say, and of course, on behalf of Town Talk Radio and Adventure Marketing, you know, we say congratulations to y'all.
Well, thank you.
For this.
Thank you.
You know, it's not easy, even with the student body of, or y'all have 10, is that right?
13.
Yeah. You know, oh, lucky number 13.
Moving
wow.
up, yeah.
Yeah. Well, even with 13 people, a lot of people don't understand the competitiveness of other folks. And mm-hmm. And it's not necessarily, you know, I really believe that even if y'all were at Brownfield, it would probably be the same, you know, kind of thing. Any school, I really think that y'all would be able to finish out one or two as well. But so, again, congratulations to y'all. I hope and pray that after y'all graduate that God provides y'all the steps, you know, just continue to keep your eyes on Him.
Yes,
that's
sir,
always
sir.
My biggest advice. And then because the world's going to eat your sack lunch. So, because
yep.
you got to get out there. And so, do y'all want to say anything to your mom, dad, anybody else? Anything else?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, thanks to my family, especially my sister, I would say, was definitely somebody that I looked up to throughout high school. She was a senior when I was a freshman, so it was really her and her friends were there to encourage me and to always, like, show me, you know, this is how you act. This is how you work hard for what you want. And so definitely thanks to my sister and my parents for always motivating me and threatening me when I made anything but an A and all the good
right.
stuff that my parents did. But that definitely... thanks to them and to my grandparents for always being at every sporting event, every speaking event, whatever they could be at, they were there. So thanks to my family for sure.
Absolutely.
I'd also like to thank my parents. I'd like to thank my dad specifically for always helping me and making sure I work hard and encouraging me. And I'd like to thank my mom for always being helpful and always being there when I needed her. I'd like to thank my sister for being a pain, but always being the best she can be.
Yeah.
And
that's kind of like opposite of you and Breck. You know, she's the older one.
I'm the pain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
strive to be the pain.
Yeah,
absolutely.
She's not a pain. But yeah, I love having her around. I'd also like to thank Wellman. I'd like to thank them for allowing us to take dual credit and for paying for it. And it was a great opportunity, and it's something that I'm very grateful for.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Absolutely. Yep. Well, again, thank you guys for coming on the show. And of course, this will be placed up on our website later on today, and everybody click and like it, because it will be on social media as well. So
sure.
Again, guys, thank y'all so much for coming.
Thanks
in
for having
y'all
us.
Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Town Talk Show. You can find today's show on towntalkradio.com. Find us on Facebook and Twitter at Town Talk Radio. This has been a Town Talk Media production. We are the voice of West Texas.